The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. I'm here with Robin. Good morning, dear.
Hey.
Oh, you sound enthusiastic.
No, I just saw that video. Just disturbing.
Oh, the video, yeah.
We were talking, Lee was talking earlier. Was it Lee? No. No, who was the one fishing? And the guys came up.
Yeah, from Glen Burnie.
I know, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But anyway, I was so in tune with what he was saying about the disrespect and all the me society is just so sad.
Yep.
I mean, it is so sad. It just breaks my heart.
Indeed. Indeed. There is no respect for personal space anymore. There's no respect for anybody's views. We're not allowed to have a difference of opinion. We are in this show. You know that, right?
Right.
We're allowed to have a difference of opinion here. We may not agree with you, but we will defend, because we live in America, we will defend your right to say whatever you want to say. Unless you criticize, you know, a particular business by name, which we had happen, and we had to shut that down. Unless you get unruly or, you know, start saying bad words, we're pretty much going to let you say what you want to say, as long as it relates to fishing, hunting, wildlife, great outdoors, firearms. If you want to do a little politics, we can do that too.
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. That's what we're all about here. That's for sure. And if you don't agree with me, that's fine. We're entitled. Each of us is entitled to our opinion. I mean, you know, I get to exercise mine until I'm shouted down just about twice a week here at the house. So.
I'll put that cork in it.
WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What are these people doing? The polar bear plunge thing? Is that what they're doing? Is that today?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so. Good luck. Good luck.
I'll look and see. But
yeah. My little fire's right, nice and cozy right here. I don't need to go jump in Chesapeake Bay. Although I would. I would be one of those people that would go jump. You know.
Green's plunged several times with her work.
Has she?
Uh-huh.
That's cool. Got it. So let's talk about whatever you want to talk about here, folks. Robin raised the issue. We told a little story about somebody who trespassed on the property I hunt, and the landowner's lack of involvement in preventing his relatives from trespassing. And, you know, that turned into I was wrong and they were right. Because they were trespassing and parking in the landowner's driveway and walking across their property with a firearm. But I was wrong for calling them out on it. So
they said it was a medical emergency and they were trying to check on somebody. But where they parked was like 200 yards from where the stand is, and where they could have parked to check on this man was like 50 feet from where the stand is.
That's right.
So It was a bunch of baloney followed by more baloney by more lies.
Well, the story changed. The story changed. Oh, he left his gun in the stand, and then all of a sudden
it was
a medical emergency, and I didn't ask the right question. I didn't ask why they were.
At first, they weren't even on the property.
Right.
They said they were on.
Yeah, they weren't on the property.
Road.
It was funny. And then it changed to, you know, I didn't ask the right question. I didn't ask why they were trespassing on the property. It doesn't matter why to me, quite frankly. you know. So, anyway, I don't think they ever did get the deer. I'm not sure. 410.
They never got the other deer because you found it a couple, what, about a year later?
Yeah, no, I found one last year that they shot and left. So, and that,
oh,
and
that's what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was blamed on somebody else, another person off of another property. That was blamed, the landowner blamed that on somebody else, so, you know. Yep, okay, who's on the line?
Clay and Owen.
Okay, let's talk to Clay. Good morning, Clay, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, folks. It's been a while. I haven't
talked
Hi, good morning. Back around Thanksgiving, I guess, or somewhere in there.
I know.
I've been fighting an illness, and last week was the first chance I had to listen to you for a little bit.
Are you recovering?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better now.
Good.
Thank you. But it sounds like you're still using your telephone.
No, we're on the Comrex. Robin might sound a little rocky, but that's because she has a gravelly voice right now. And but we're on Wi-Fi. I'm sorry, what?
You're not real clear like it used to be.
Really?
We're on a different connection because we've been having problems with our Wi-Fi. So hopefully next week it'll be better because we're having to work on it.
What did you say, Aaron? Oh, okay. Might be on your end, Clay.
Could be. I don't know. Or it could be me. As far as the as that trespassing thing, I don't think you had any requirement to ask them why they're trespassing.
I did not.
You don't ask a burglar why he broke into your house.
Correct.
You just take him out.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And also, you mentioned the polar bear plunge. That
yes.
You would do it. Now, I got a lot of years on you, I think. I'd have done it a number of years ago, but now in my mid-70s, I don't think I could take it anymore.
Yeah. I think I could take it. Now, you know, these people are all in their shorts and their wading shoes and all that stuff, and they're just going. There they are. There goes the first one into the bay. They're taking the plunge. People with no shirts on. You know, when it was 13 degrees here in Easton, I went to the supermarket and saw a guy in a T-shirt and shorts and flip-flops. And I'm thinking,
There's always that one guy.
It seems to be like a cult here, you know, in Easton particularly. I mean, they dress the same year-round. And I'm like, don't you own a coat? Don't you own long pants? Don't you own, you know, closed-toed shoes? It's just, it's crazy to me, you know?
It is.
So.
It is. There's always that one guy.
You got it, so, man.
Anyway, good to talk to you. I'm still alive.
Nice to hear from you, buddy. Appreciate that. So.
And I'll be calling again for the next drawing for whatever it may be.
That'd be great. It's going to be for the National Outdoor Show coming up.
Dorchester County?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The World Muskrat Skinning Championship. We'll be giving 12 tickets away the next 3 weeks. Over not this week. Starting next week.
I'll
yep.
be there, and I want to
meet.
That'll be awesome.
Yep. Good luck to you.
All right. Good to talk to you. You will talk to you again soon. Robin, I hope you feel better.
Yep.
I feel great. This is just my voice on a bad day with fibromyalgia. Sorry.
How about that? Rich thought I was on the phone, too, Robin.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. All right, we got to move along here. Thanks, Clay. Appreciate the call. Pete and Southern. Good morning, Pete. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Alan and Robin?
Good. How about you?
Just terrific. I'm on my way out to be with Alan Summers. But I had a question because I kind of thought that you may be one that could answer that. I'm just kind of wondering, you never hear it.
What happened here, Aaron? Aaron, are you with us? Okay. Pete, call back. Let's talk to Brian. I'm sorry about that, Pete. You just dumped right off there.
Give us a call, Pete.
Call us back, Pete. Brian, good morning. How are you?
How are you doing, Alan?
I'm all right.
Robin sounds like she ain't frustrated like she was last weekend.
She wasn't on last weekend.
Weekend before.
The weekend before she was frustrated.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So how can we help you?
Your little trespassing thing. I got something similar to that I've always wondered about. I gave up hunting. I fish every weekend.
Right.
And I went last weekend and got all my launch permits for the Eastern Shore.
Right.
The biggest thing is I drive all the way over there, pay my launch permit, and I get there, and with COVID, all these kayakers are parked in a parking lot. I can't get my boat trailer in.
Mm-hmm.
I notified DNR about it one time, and they said they couldn't do nothing about it. I had to go to a local jurisdiction.
Well, if you have a local ramp permit, you've got to go to the county. Yes, correct.
Yeah, but like Queen Anne's County, like Smithville, Tuckahoe, you know, half of Marshy Hope.
Yep.
You know, I know in Dorchester, if you go to Chickawacomico or Transquake, I've been there snakehead fishing before dark an hour just to get a parking spot, and I'm watching kayaks. I've actually ran the river at night and almost hit kayaks.
Well, that's just stupid on their part. So,
but that goes to your etiquette of the outdoorsman. You know how they are now.
Yep, I agree. You know, I used to have a little riff that I'd do. Hikers, bikers, backpackers, kayakers, and bird watchers. All people that take advantage of the outdoors that don't pay their fair share. You know, if you've got a motorboat, you buy boat fuel. You're contributing to conservation. If you buy fishing tackle, you're contributing to conservation through the Sport Fish Restoration Act. If you buy guns and ammunition and archery tackle, you're contributing to the Wildlife Restoration Fund. My little riff there, the hikers, bikers, backpackers, and kayakers and bird watchers don't do anything to contribute to conservation.
So. Well, that's why I don't know, I just never knew the state of Maryland. Like I said, I go to these places, and I always wondered, I'm three or four, even the sign says boat trailer parking only.
Yep.
They got their tailgates there. I don't know what they're in, or a kayak thing on the roof.
Yep.
But no sticker.
Yep.
I paid $130 last weekend for my four.
All your stickers. Yep. Got it. Hey, Brian, I got a question. You snakehead fish, right?
Yep.
Do you take pictures?
I do. Right now, I'm catfish. This is the first weekend I didn't go because
okay.
Tommy wants me to do some honeydew chores today.
Got it. Okay, so you do snakeheads and catfish. You will be interested to know that we're considering doing a new magazine. You know, we do Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We do Maryland Loves Crabs. We're considering doing a magazine dedicated to catfish and snakeheads.
Hmm.
So how about sending me some pictures with details? Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
All right. Wanted to see a website where people got together and would put on their water temperatures because a lot of times, you know,
yeah.
I watch water temperatures where, you know, I'm in Glen Burnie. I want to go to Johnson's Pond in Delaware.
Yeah.
Maybe someone lives on the pond can tell me what the water temperature is.
That's interesting.
Or if it's frozen.
Yeah.
You know.
Got
driving
it.
100 miles and being turned around is no fun.
No, it is not.
That's kind of a neat idea.
I'll let another caller.
I appreciate that, Brian. Send me some pictures.
Okay, thank you.
Send him some pictures.
All right, buddy. Thanks. All right. We have to take a break. We are way past our break. And I got to tell the folks, I got to kind of really talk about backyard billies because we gave them a little short time there, the last end of the last hour. So we're sitting here in front of our gas fireplace insert. that was, we shopped. I mean, we shopped how many places, Robin, across Delmarva and everywhere else?
It was at least six.
Yep, to look for a fireplace insert, and we settled on, not settled on, I mean, we discovered Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and the service and the knowledge and the products were, and the price, quite frankly, were just what we were looking for. They helped with, well, they did the installation, they helped us find the guy that did the stone background and the mantle and all that stuff, the chimney work. They were just supportive and helpful the whole way through the process, and that's what.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
We went to a lot of places. They're the first person that acted like they're interested in selling us something.
Yep.
To backing us up once they sold it to us, and explaining everything. And I'm talking all the other places, like six places, so five places. Just sit, we're like, you come in, look around, whatever you want, we'll sell it to you. Bye. They were so helpful, so supportive, and their follow-up has been absolutely amazing. And I don't say that about a lot of places.
There you go. Well said, Robin. But that's Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, the big thing right now is pellet stoves and wood stoves. You know, you can sustain your heat when the power goes out with a wood stove. All right, pellet stove, an automatic pellet stove, of course, you've got to have electric. But that's the move right now, moving away from gas for some reason. So the same company, Enviro, that makes our gas fireplace insert that we love, also makes a pellet insert for your fireplace or a freestanding pellet stove. If you prefer wood, then you want to go take a look at a company called Regency. Freestanding wood stoves, wood stove inserts in your fireplace, and all this at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's right there in Graysonville. Hearth America Facebook page is great, backyardbillies.com. Give them a call, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, they're right on 50. They're open 7 days a week, exit 44B, Evans Avenue is how you get in there, Graysonville. That's coming from the bridge. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. So we stopped at Clyde Sports Shop the other day. We talked about a lot of things. We talked mostly about Browning Firearms and some of the upgrades. We talked about the A-Bolt and some of the A-Bolt Pro models. There's five or six different models in that series, and these are gorgeous guns if you're looking for a high-powered rifle, a bolt-action high-powered rifle coming in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. They all have an adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. Some of the Pro models have Cerakote barrels. They've got threaded barrels. They've got just the short throw bolt, all the good stuff, and they're gorgeous to look at, too. So that's that, the X-Bolt and the X-Bolt Pro from Browning at Clyde Sports Shop. Now let's talk shotguns. The A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. They have the vintage camo. You know, the old marshland camo, whatever they used to call that, the brown and tan and they've got an A5 in that camo pattern. If you like the old vintage look, you can get an A5 in the vintage tan camo. So check that out. The A5 has a fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced, recoil operated, kinematic drive. It's an autoloader shotgun with a 100,000 rounder, 5-year guarantee. It's my next autoloader. Might even trade what I got on one of those. So, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. They're your full line Browning dealer since 1957, 65 years in business. Is that right? 65 years? Yeah.
Yep.
410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Websites are Clyde Sports and ClydesFishingGear.com. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg. 1,000 exhibitors and manufacturers. More than 200 expert demos and seminars. 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. Plus events and entertainment for the whole family, including an NRA country concert featuring Brantley Gilbert and Jacob Bryant. It's hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked this plan, but it came undone when it got around to goddamn guns. Well, I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God and guns keep us strong. That's what this country was founded on.
That's right. Hank, sing it, buddy. Let's talk to Pete and Severn coming back. Sorry we lost you there, Pete. What's going on?
Oh, yeah, I don't know what happened. Just the line.
It just went click and you were gone. So.
Story of my life. But anyway, yeah.
question for you.
All right.
Looking for a few new places to wet some lines this spring. And
okay.
I'm kind of curious. You never hear anybody talk about any fishing on the Tred Avon.
That's true.
What's the story with I know it's got to be fished. I wonder if that's just such a great secret nobody wants to talk about.
Not now. No, I don't know much about the Tred Avon. Maybe some of our Eastern Shore listeners will call us and tell us what's what. So we'll see. I mean, I've not fished it, but it does look like a great place to fish, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yep.
It does, and it's not talked about very much. So, you know, the thing of it is that I'm sure everybody's not going to rush there because the access is probably out of Bellevue down there, and you got to run all the way up the river, which isn't that far, but
right.
It just seems like if you're looking for a place that's not heavily hit on, that might be a decent place. The other question I had was Tuckahoe Creek. I mean, I've always fished from Hillsboro and that
right.
area, but I went yesterday with my cousin and looked at a bunch of ramps down there, Covey's Landing and Stony and different places down there, Reese Landing.
Yep.
And there's other access to further down, but not all the way down to the Chop Tank. And I never hear people talking about fishing that area. Is that water down there too brackish for crappie?
No.
Do you think?
No. Mm-mm.
Have you looked at Ganey's Wharf?
Ganey's Wharf? Have you looked at that, Robin's Where? Suggestion? Ganey's Wharf?
I did. I did, yes.
I mean, that's good-looking water right there.
It's beautiful. I mean,
yeah.
We looked at it yesterday, and it just looks like once it grows out, I mean, it would be an incredible place. And that, again, I'm just looking to try to head off some yellow perch before they go.
Yeah, far. I got it.
My son-in-law's going to kill me for bringing up yellow
perch. So, yeah, that was a couple questions I had. You live in over there. I didn't know if you ever heard any chatter or anything like that. So.
Yeah, people, you know, Eastern Shore folks are kind of tight-lipped. You know what I mean? They really are. About their favorite spot. They're not going to give you any GPS coordinates or anything like that. I mean, hey, where'd you catch that one? Oh, Marshy Hook. Where'd you catch that one? Chop Tank. They narrow it right down for you, you know?
So, yeah, well, that's how I am, too. I tell people rivers, I'm not going to burn spots and all that.
Exactly.
Close, I don't mind sharing with somebody close.
Yep.
But, yeah,
don't forget.
That was pretty much what I had.
Don't forget to send me some pictures, snakeheads and catfish.
Okay, I catch both of them, so yeah, I'd be glad to do that. I know how to get them to you. So,
Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Yep, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. So.
You make it easy for us. Have a great day, Robin. You too, Alan.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good one.
You too.
Yes, sir. Let's see. Who's next? Fran, and then Tackle Box Tim, huh?
People got me in the mood for fish.
Hello?
Hey, Miss Fran, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
How are you and Robin? Doing pretty good after last week. listen,
yeah, a little better.
You know what works for me sometimes with the throat? I don't know how you feel about sauerkraut. Got a little vinegar in it. Eat a little sauerkraut sometimes to clear up the back of the throat. I don't know if it will work for her. But here's what I call. Did you hear about the two hunters that went hunting? And supposedly, they put a loaded rifle in the back seat of the truck. They had a good-sized dog back there. Supposedly, this dog jumping around offset the rifle and shot and killed one of the hunters in the front seat.
I heard that.
I sent that to Alan because that actually happened.
Now, the one that's dead cannot tell his side of the story.
Right.
Well, the dog does not realize that he's being charged with second-degree homicide.
Right.
Common sense would say, why would you put a loaded rifle in the back seat with a big dog jumping around? Did he take the safety off?
Oh, the dog could have done both.
Just curious.
Dog could have done both. A crossbow safety, they could have. Go ahead, Robin.
Uh-huh.
We actually had that happen to somebody that we know, okay?
Uh-huh.
It actually happened. He was very careful about the rifle, but he sat it down to get into the car. The dog set it off, and it shot his wife.
Mm.
Now, the wife survived, but it shot it, and it was just a freak accident.
Yeah, well, this hunter's deceased, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that, and I thought, my goodness.
Yeah,
you know.
That's happened a few times. It certainly
I don't
know. Has.
It seemed like common sense or something, you know.
My maternal grandfather My grandparents had a different view on the fact that I was adopted, and mm-hmm. my grandfather had some really classic firearms, and I asked him one time and if I could have one. I was the only there was only three grandsons, and I was the second in line. The first one didn't hunt, but apparently all the guns went to one of his sons who made a big deal about it. So I asked him about for one of his guns and never wound up with any. So a long time after he passed, my grandmother said, "Here, this was your grandfather's father's double-barrel shotgun." And the story was that he and an uncle of somewhere down the line were hunting, and that gun got fired somehow, and the uncle lost a leg over it. So that gun is in my collection. He would be my great grandfather's on my grandfather's side double barrel shotgun. So I mean, hunting accidents have been happening forever. So, but they're so avoidable.
That's what I was saying. You know, it seemed like to me that was really an unnecessary happening.
Sure. All accidents are unnecessary, you know?
So. Yeah.
Well, anyway, well, I appreciate you weighing in on that one.
Okay, touch base. And, this is what I want to say, too. And Robin will understand this. Now, I don't know anything about electronics and computers and all that.
Right.
But have you guys ever thought of having somebody come in and do what they call a clean sweep of your place?
Now, we're going to have a whole new system put in here this week. What's it called, Robin? A plume system?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm doing a little research on that. It's going to make the Wi-Fi easier to go from room to room in the house. So we'll give that a shot. It seems like it's highly recommended. It looks pretty good if you research it online.
Uh-huh.
The trouble seems to be from our main router to the booster back here in the back room. I think the booster back here is bad. So we tried plugging into that this morning. We've been doing it for years from this particular box.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're on the antenna, the Wi-Fi antenna, and it seems to be working okay. So.
Well, I'm relieved to hear that. They've got all these modern technology things now. They got something that looks like a fly, and it's not a real fly. It's something mechanical, and it's got a camera in it.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, take care.
Thank you, Fran.
Thanks, Fran.
Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She made my clean sweep just to see if there's any bugs or anything.
Yeah. See if there's any.
It's messing up with our Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's what's messing up the Wi-Fi. So.
No.
What?
She's saying, is there anybody that has planted something in our house that we should look for that would be messing up our Wi-Fi?
I don't know. I'm a little suspect of our granddaughter. I think Brinley could do that.
If she's smart enough.
She'd just say, please, thank you.
She goes, please. I'm sorry. Thank you. Walk away.
Walk away from you.
She's so plastic. She can't get
That she is. All right.
Yeah, she got in trouble this week.
Uh-huh.
And Alan had to sit in the chair and hold her down to make her sit in the chair.
Yep. Yeah, she didn't like that at all.
There's no smacking or hitting or anything.
No.
You have to sit in the chair if you're in trouble. And it's hard for a two-year-old, but Jameson learned pretty quickly.
Yep.
Brinley is not learning as quickly.
It's like her grandmother, stubborn. Hey, let's talk to Tackle Box Tim. Hey, Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Robin, how are you all this morning?
Doing well. Let me preface your call just for a second here.
Sure.
Next Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, the folks that fish the reservoirs and even fish tournaments in the reservoirs, the electric bass anglers, people who I'm very familiar with, are having their first ever flea market, fishing flea market, and it's in Hereford at the Moncton Fire Hall. Did I say that correctly, Tim?
I believe it's the Hereford Volunteer Fire Department, but it is on Moncton Road.
Moncton Road, right,
yes.
Moncton Road. Bucks, bears, stags will be measuring white-tailed deer, sika deer, and black bear for the record book. We'll have a couple of our measures there. I'll be there, and it's from 8 to 2. But if you're a fisherman and a hunter, that's the place to be. If you're not hunting, or you know, the Youth Waterfowl Day. That's the place to be to check out the latest and greatest fishing bargains at the flea market and have your deer measured. So there you go.
I doubt that part. When I was saying you can go ahead and go by yourself, this had to do with Tim and his. You never told me that part.
Well, he's going to tell you. So, Tim, that being said, what's your perspective, buddy?
Well, I have the perspective of somebody who's been on both sides of the table.
Okay.
From the buyer side, you've got a chance to pick up gently used tackle. You've got a chance to pick up, I have a bunch of bass friends who are always looking for the old stuff.
Yep.
Old Bagleys, Wiggle Wart, you name it.
Yep.
If I get out there and I know they're not going, I'm hunting things for them.
Yep.
And then, you know, if you've got youth that's just getting into hunting and fishing, you've got the guys on the other side of the table who are trying to sell their old stuff to get new stuff.
Right.
And in a lot of cases, especially at like this, these bass themed fishing flea markets.
Right.
The stuff is well taken care of.
Yep.
And you can get deals on decent tackle for even for yourself, not even if you've got somebody just getting into fishing. But it's a chance to save some money to get some decent stuff.
Got it.
Now, on the other side of the table, I get to see old friends. I get to keep up on trends in what the hot colors are, what the hot lures are, and to be able to offer similar things.
Got it. Got it. Well, that's a good perspective, buddy. We appreciate that. So, what's that?
You need to take your cell.
And with Pete and not hearing about certain areas, I think that's the way of the world now.
Yep.
Because I made a mistake. I don't know. It might have been last year. I posted a picture on my Facebook page on a spot where we were bass fishing, and it had some details on the area behind me. And,
and
the next day I was told that there were about 8 guys up on that fishing spot, but the good thing is not one of them caught a fish.
There you go.
It's just because you're given the information.
You got to capitalize on it.
Be successful.
I hear you. Yeah.
Every day is different, and fish swim.
That's true. Where'd you hear that, buddy?
Hey, I've been a part of that for a long time. Should have been here yesterday.
Yeah. Well, that's the most familiar one. But, you know, that was a question where I answered a question from a caller probably 25 years ago. How come I go out there in the bay, I catch fish all day long, and then the next day I go to the same spot and they're not there? And my simple answer was fish swim.
Yep, certainly do.
Yep. All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll see you next week.
All right, we'll see you.
All right. Take care. Callers, hang on the line. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals, including Robin and I, get their tires and auto service work done. Very happy with my Firestones, by the way. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has cars for your car, your truck, from minis to jacked-up pickup truck, any make or model. And you know what? Spurry's Tire Service has any tire from any machine in your backyard or your farmyard, from the garden tractors to farm tractors to lawnmowers and wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Did I say there's no appointment needed for tires? I think I did. Hey, visit their website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market.
Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I like the way sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown. And I want to sleep with you in the desert tonight with a billion stars all around.
I think Aaron has a thing for, is that the Eagles? All right, let's talk to Diane in Anne Arundel County. What did you say, Ron?
I love the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, I liked them back in the day, too. Diane, you still with us?
Yes,
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis. How are you?
I'm doing well. Robin's here, too.
Yeah, okay. The woman that called a couple of calls ago brought up an incident about the subject I'm calling about this morning.
Okay.
I wondered, aren't there laws? I wanted to know if there were laws requiring people who are going hunting to keep bullets out of their rifles and shotguns till
yes.
they get to the hunting site.
Yes, you're not. It is unlawful to carry a loaded firearm in a vehicle.
Yeah, because even if it's because you have bumpy roads or smooth roads, it's still. I wondered. Okay, and then may I ask another question?
Sure.
You heard about this, about the freshwater fish, they're talking about these forever chemicals that are in the water. What do you think about that?
Forever chemicals. I haven't done a lot of research on it. It is chemical pollution is an ongoing thing. I mean, back in
Have you heard about that?
Not precisely about that, but I have heard, I've read different things and heard different things about, you know, PCBs and mercury and things like that. And I'm not sure what forever chemicals you're talking about.
Well, they're talking about them not breaking down. And
right, exactly. Yeah, a lot of those things don't break down. And if you go to the Maryland Department of the Environment on their website, they have a fish consumption chart,
yeah,
a warning on what types of fish and how frequently you should partake. A lot of those concentrations, and I've said this many times, are found in the fatty parts of the fish. And that's the belly meat, the little spots around each of the fin, and the lateral line, which is the line that goes down through the center of the fish that they sense vibration with. And sometimes they call it a blood line, but it's actually It's a fat line more so than a blood line.
Mm.
And they sense vibrations. They find their food that way. It's a concentration of fat along that line, okay? So I always tell people, if you're going to eat fish, cut the bloodline out. You know, it's simple to do. And then don't eat the belly fat and watch your spots around the fins. Like the top fin has a fatty deposit. The bottom fins have fatty deposits around them. And there's some fat back by the tail, too. Easily seen on salmon. You know, when you see a salmon fillet, the lighter material is fat. So you want to try to avoid that as much as you possibly can. A, that's where the fishy taste is, the oil. And B, that's where the chemicals concentrate. So as long as you're careful with that, your consumption of fish can continue on.
Okay, well, your program is very interesting and enjoyable, and I hope you all stay healthy.
We appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, you have a great day.
Uh-huh. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we got Bruce in Baltimore City. Let's talk to Bruce. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I take issue with what you said about backpackers and kayakers,
why do you take issue with what I said? They don't contribute to conservation.
Wait a minute. I used to donate small donations to Appalachian Trail Conservancy.
That's good.
And other things. And as far as when I'm in a kayak, I follow all the laws that a boaters are supposed to do, which unfortunately I've seen power boaters that don't. And a lot of times, what I would hate, sometimes, when the Catskill River was crowded, or maybe I'm out in the bay, the power boaters would throttle up just to see me try to handle the wake, because they thought it was funny.
Well, you know what? Wait a minute. Not all power boaters are like that, and not all kayakers are pure as the driven snow. I've been fishing and had kayakers, groups of them, see me fishing and paddle right across the top of my fishing line. Okay? Without regard if I'm fishing from the bank or fishing from a boat, they go where they want to go. And the reason I said they don't contribute to conservation is because there's no excise tax on kayaks. There's no excise tax on paddles. There's no excise tax on binoculars. There's no excise tax on backpacks. There's no excise tax on hiking shoes, like there is on firearms, ammunition, motorboat fuel, archery tackle, and everything else. There's an 11% excise tax on the things that I mentioned that directly contribute to the conservation of fish and wildlife. It used to be called the Pittman-Robertson Act for Wildlife and Wallet-Breaux for Fisheries. It's been renamed as Sport Fish Restoration Fund and the Wildlife Restoration Fund. And hunters and anglers voluntarily pay these taxes because they're put on at the manufacturer's level. And that's how That's how conservation is funded. It's the American system of conservation that's been in effect for over 100 years.
Well, I agree with that. And so I haven't bought a fishing license in a number of years, and that contributes to hopefully, to people.
Wait a minute. Fishing license, hunting licenses, yeah, that helps fund our Department of Natural Resources. But also, those fishing license and hunting license numbers go a long way to getting that those Pittman-Robertson's funds rebated back to the states. Okay? So here's how it works. Manufacturer pays the excise tax to the Internal Revenue Service. It goes from the Internal Revenue Service to Fish and Wildlife. It goes from Fish and Wildlife back to, at a federal level, back to the states based on a formula that is based on a number of things, but the number of fishing and hunting licenses that are sold is a part of that.
Well,
and those funds have to be used for wildlife conservation to purchase property. Listen, most of the public hunting land in Maryland is purchased by hunters' dollars. And guess who uses it? Hikers, bikers, backpackers, kayakers, and bird watchers.
Right. And one last thing. A lot of times, so I don't have a vehicle, but I big Gunpowder Falls or other places, and I find food containers, food wrappers, beer cans, soda cans, everything.
Yeah, I know. It's
what I would do, I take a plastic bag and I clean up part of the trail, some of the trail that I could in the time I had.
You cannot regulate human behavior for people who don't care about that type of thing.
I agree.
Okay. 100%. Okay. Even if littering is against the law, there's nobody out there enforcing the littering laws on our public lands. They just don't have time.
Too. And even in urban areas with Baltimore City, the illegal dumping, the trash and the garbage every day that it comes.
I feel you, Bruce. I feel you. All right.
Hey,
we're out of time. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. All right, Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. Let me tell you one more time. If you are looking for a fine firearm, if you are a shooter of shotgun sports, upland birds, and you prefer the action of an over-and-under shotgun, barrel on top, barrel on the bottom, take a look at the Satori lineup. The 725 is perfect for sporting clays. The Satori CXT that's your upland version, a little less expensive, a little more rough and tumble, not all the fancy plating on it and that type of thing. And then the White Lightning, top of the line. All Satori shotguns feature chrome-plated chambers, triple trigger system, backboard technology, and Invector Plus choke tube system. You can check it all out at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Phone 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com, ClydesFishingGear.com are the website. They're open 7 days a week. Hey, if you need something to heat your home, be it pellet, gas, wood, or electric, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's the place to be in Graysonville. That's 827-4500, Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. 410-827-4500, BackyardBillys.com. They'll fix you up. Robin?
Somebody remembered I'm here.
Your music.
I know. Last two callers did. Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy the beautiful day. Enjoy your family. Be safe, have fun.